Okay, so we began the mission on that Nun Hey Omud Beis. B'shloisha prokim b'shono. There were three times of the year the Hoyu Kol Mishmores Shavus. All the groups of the Kohanim were all considered equally. What does that mean? As opposed to normally what happens, whichever Mishmar happens to be officiating at the time, they take all before them. So we must remember that when it comes to Yom Tov, on the one hand, there is an officiating Mishmar, because it is their week. But at the same time, we have to remember that all the Mishmaris, all the groups of Kohanim, were present in the Beis HaMikdash, because they were all Eile Regel. And what we're being taught over here is that if you want to know who was Makriv the Korbanos, who performed the Aveda on Yom Tov, the answer is it depends. And what's the rule of thumb? If they were Yom Tov related Aveda and Korbanos, then it was split
by
all 24. And that's what the Mishnah means, Mishmaris Shabbos. If, however, they were not Yom Tov related, what does that mean, not Yom Tov related? These were Korbanos that would have been brought, even had it not been brought Yom Tov, even had it not been Yom Tov, then that would obviously be the Avoid of the Mishma who was officiating that week. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. B'shloisha prokim b'shono, three times a year, i.e. on Yom Tov, hayu kol mishmorei shavis. Number one, be'emurei haragolim. Now the word emurei, as we mentioned last time, is a little bit tricky, because emurei is really the part of the korban which you don't eat at all. So how can you say that the Kohanim split it fairly? They don't split it at all. So Rashi told us over here, let's have a look at Rashi again. Begimel prokim b'shloisha regolim, be'emurei regolim, ba'oirois shal oilois, the skin of the korban oilo, which is of course the only part of the korban that goes to the Kohanim, because the rest all goes on the Mizbeach. U'b'choza v'shoik, and the thigh and the stomach, shal shalmei chagiga, the shlomim of the korban chagiga, ha'bo'ois machmas ha'regel, those are the key words. Because they all come because of Yom Tov, that's why they're split amongst the Mishmaros. Uba Gemara Mefarish. The Gemara will explain my Loshen Emurim, quote unquote, Diktoni. What is this word Emurim doing in the Mishnah? Emurim normally refers to that part which goes on the Mizbeach and is sacrificed, not that which the Kohenim take. Okay, back into the Mishnah. Uba Chiluk Lechem Haponim. And also with the chiluk, lechem haponim. They would divide the lechem haponim, which is not a korban as such. That's why it's mentioned separately, says Rashi. Im ira Shabbos beregel. If Shabbos would fall out on Yom Tov, Shabbos, mestalkin oisoi. That's when you would remove the old lechem haponim. Umesadrin lechem acher tachtov. And you would organize other bread, new bread, in its place. To the ksiv, as it says, b'yoyim ha-shabbos ya'archenu. On the day of Shabbos ya'archenu, that's when you would put this bread in. So that also was split between all the mishmaris who were there present at the Beis HaMikdash. Now, says the Mishnah, ba'atzeres, on atzeres, oimer loy heilach matzah, heilach chomets. What does heilach mean? Here is the matzah, here is the chometz. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Ubatzeres kashira b'shabbos v'yesh boi chiluk chometz d'shtei halechem. On the one hand, you have a chiluk, you have a differentiation between the shtei halechem. What is the shtei halechem? That was the atzeres, the shvuas korban, as it were, but it's mainly consisted of two breads. Many meforshim point out this represents Teir Shebichsav and Teir Shebalpeh, which was of course given on Shavuos. But also, sorry, here Chiluk, excuse me, doesn't mean differentiation. Chiluk means the dividing of. Chiluk, they were Mechalek, they divided out. What did they divide out? The Shtei Alechem, and also the Chiluk Lechem Haponim. They would also divide out, also distribute the Lechem Haponim, Shehu Matzah. There's a parak called Kol HaMenachos Bo'is Matzah. So here you have a lot of bread which was being distributed. Some of the bread was chometz, and some of it was matzah. Which one was which? The lechem aponim was matzah. The shtei halechem was chometz. Now, just because one was chametz and one was matzah, it doesn't mean that the difference between them was discernible. When we say lechem, we don't necessarily mean lechem as a nice crispy brown crust. What do we mean when we say lechem? We mean chametz. So the difference between chametz and matzah needn't be the way it looked, which means that if a kohen got two pieces of what looked like matzah, it may well be that what in fact is he getting?
A mix.
One is chametz and one is matzah. So the Mishnah is teaching us that you had to clearly point out to the kohen, heilach chametz, heilach matzah. You had to say, this one is chametz and this one is matzah. Why did you have to tell him that? Says Rashi. You would say to every individual, when you would give him his chelek, what would you say to him? Chelek matzah, quote unquote. Here's your matzah. What would you say then? Quote unquote. Chelek chametz. Why is that necessary? Lefi she'ein chelkim korban keneged korban. What does that mean, ein chelkim korban keneged korban? That means, if a kohen is supposed to get one chametz and one matzah, and his fellow kohen is also supposed to get one chametz and one matzah, then that's the way it's got to be distributed. You cannot now barter a korban for a korban. Which means, we can't say, listen, between the two of us, you're getting one chametz and matzah, so am I. So between the two of us, what are we in fact getting? Two chametz and two matzah. So I might as well take the two chametz and you might as well take the two matzah. Which really means, what are we doing? We're trading one of our chametz for one of your matzah. That, says Rashi, is not supposed to be done. That's what it means. Ein chelkim korban keneged korban. There's no swapping, there's no exchanging. So if I give the kohen two, what must I point out to him? This is the chametz and this is the matzah. Don't make a mistake of thinking, well, it doesn't really matter what it is as long as I get the right amount. No! If you get the right amount, you might be trading and bartering korbanos. So I have to clearly point out, this is your chametz chelek, this is your matzah chelek, and there's no swapping. Ein chelkim korban keneged korban ela mikol echod chelkoi. From each one, he would get his chelek. As we mentioned in Kiddushin and Menachos, it says, Milakol v'nei aroin tiyeh, quote unquote, that's a pasuk. The korbanos have to go, Lekol b'nei Aharon tiyeh, they shall be for all of b'nei Aharon. Now what does that mean, they should be for all of b'nei Aharon? Who are the b'nei Aharon? The kohen. If the pasuk is saying it's got to go Lekol b'nei Aharon, well that teaches us therefore what? That you can't exchange korbanos. Why? Because if I end up getting two of chametz and you end up getting two of matzah, so what has it turned out? This particular korban, therefore, was not distributed l'kol b'nei Aharon, because one of the chametz didn't arrive at my doorstep. Because you ended up taking two, and I took two of something else. So therefore, says Rashi, l'fichoch moidim oisai, that's why you must inform them that no, we haven't given two of one and two of the other, it's one each for each kohen. Fine. Let's finish off the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in conclusion, Mishmar Shezmanoi Kavua. What does that mean, Shezmanoi Kavua?
Regular.
Whose time was fixed. In other words, he wasn't just there because everybody was there. Rather, this was in fact his week. Hu Makrib Tamidim. The Korban Tamidim, which were brought any day, nothing to do with Yom Tov. Nedarim V'Nedavos. What's the Nedarim V'Nedavos? When a person will make a Neder, a vow or an adobo, donation for the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings his korban. Again, that's nothing to do with Yom Tov. V'shar korbanos tzibur, and all other public korbanos which have nothing to do with Yom Tov. And then says the Mishnah in conclusion, u'makriv es hakoel, which obviously is not clear at all. What's that pointing out? What do you mean u'makriv es hakoel? Says Rashi, mishmar shezmanoi kavua. They happen to be serving in this week Shaharegel Chal, that the Yom Tov fell out, the Toicha in it. So it just happened to be their good luck. They were officiating in the very week that Yom Tov falls out. Makrib Tamidim. Why were they the ones who Makrib Tamidim? Why did we not split that? Shaharei Einom Bishvil Haregel. Because they're not because of Yom Tov. The Tomid, as its name suggests, is Tomid. Is a regular carbon brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, come what may, whether it was Yom Tov or not. So too, V'nadare and V'nadavis, Shenodru V'nodru. Those people who had vowed and taken an oath and donated, Kol HaShonah. Umakrivim Oysam Achshav. And they happen to be sacrificing them now. Why would you do that? Could be because, listen, the person's chayav to bring a carbon. He says, I'm anyway going up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. So might as bring an extra carbon for this outstanding nedava that I've pledged to the Beis HaMikdash. It's nothing to do with Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Ein shar ha-mishmoreis zoicha bohem. So the other mishmoreis would not be zoicha in them. Why? She'ein zoichin elo choyvois she'machmas haregel. Because they only are zoicha in choyvois. What's choyvois? Obligations, as opposed to nadarim v'nadavos were not obligations. They were voluntary korbanos. Therefore, they're nothing to do with Yom Tov. V'hu makriv es hakoyos. We have our favorite Rashi, the Gemara mafarish. The Gemara will explain la'asuye mai. What is this coming to include? You've just now told me that they take all the non-Yom Tov related korbanos. What are you adding? You're saying, and they makriv hakoyel. Hakoyel what? This must obviously be adding something which is not previously mentioned. Okay. Let me just get a... Not the Gemara. Emure paragolim shel gavoya ninhu? Question mark. Emure normally represents, normally means what? The limbs that go on the mizbeach. Shel gavoya. What does that mean? Shel gavoya. So gavoya literally means high up. Gavoya is, as it were, like a euphemism for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How can you say that the Emure Haragolim go to the Kohenim? They don't go to the Kohenim at all. They go to Gavoya. They go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, Emurim de Gavoya Ninhu, they are Gavoya Umay Shavois, quote unquote, Ikka. What does Shavois mean? Shavois mean that what? They all have an equal Chelek. What do you mean? They don't have any Chelek. It goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly, a murim over here cannot have the normal translation. It cannot be translated in the normal way, because the normal murim go l'gavoya. So what do you mean they're shavis? They're all equal. They're not getting any chelik whatsoever.
Rashi's already told us from the Mishnah that it refers to the Yoros, right?
But how does that fit in the word a murim? Quite right. Says the Gemara, Omar Avchis, that what it means is, ma she'omur... Boragolim. That which is stated, that which is allocated for a golem. It doesn't mean the limbs. Apparently this word has dual translation. If you translate it in the regular way, the limbs of the karbonos, it doesn't make any sense because that's not split at all. And mureh means masha omur, that which is stated or allocated for a golem. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Amen. She'omur boragolim. Bechiluk karbonois, the dividing up of the karbonois, ho'amurin beregel, which are allocated for regel, i.e. ho'ru'uyin lehischalek, which are fitting to be distributed, going chazei v'shoik, the stomach and the thigh, shall shami chagiga, shall kol yochid v'yochid, every individual, v'oirois, shall oilois re'ia, and the skins of the carbon oilois, umusafei tzibur, and the carbon musafin, the seirei chatois, means all the Yom Tov carbonis, emure, that which is omur, that which was allocated for Yom Tov, that's what they split. Okay, now we're going to get stuck into the psukim, we'll try and work out where this is all coming from. Tana Rabbono, we've learned in a braisa, minayin, how do we know? shekol hamishmorois shavois be'emurei haragolim. So we now know, of course, what those words mean. Emurei haragolim means that which is allocated for Yom Tov. Yom Tov related to korbanos. You've told me in the Mishnah that it's split between all the kohenim. So we have a one-word question: minayin. Where does this come from? Maybe, in other words, what's the counter argument? Maybe the Yom Tov related karbonah should also be
for the
kavua, whoever happens to be officiating. If they're potluck, if they're in the Beis HaMikdash that week, so if they're mazel, so they get to makriv everything. No, they're only makriv non-Yom Tov related karbonahs. But Yom Tov related karbonahs is distributed evenly between everybody. Where's that learned from? Says the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Dvarim Yudches, which is Parshas Re'eh. Excuse me, Parshas Shoftim. And it says, Ubo b'chol avas nafshoy. Says as follows. Now this is a little bit tricky, because it's the first pasuk after Revi, and it doesn't seem to be discussing Kohanim at all. What does it say? V'chiyavoi halevi me'achat she'orech mikol Yisrael ashehu garshon. When the lady comes from one of your shorim, wherever he happens to live, uba b'chol avas nafshei, and he comes El Hamokoi Masha Yivchar Hashem, the chosen place. What is that? The Beis HaMikdash. And the next word it says, V'shei Reis V'shei Hashem Aleikov K'chol Echav Halavim O'imnim Shom Lefnei Hashem. And he will serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Now says the Gemara, Ubo B'chol Avas Nafshei V'shei Reis. What does that mean? What do I learn from that pasuk? Says Rashi, Ubo B'chol Avas Nafshei V'shei Reis K'chol Echav She'ein ha-mishmar ma'akev olav. The mishmar, which mishmar? One is officiating there anyway. He can't be ma'akev. What does it mean he can't be ma'akev?
He's not
he can't prevent everybody else serving. In other words, how do you read this pasuk? V'chiyovei alev, when the levi comes, then v'sheireis kecholechov, he will serve like all his brethren. Meaning, whether it is his turn or not his turn, everybody is v'sheireis, and the officiating mishmar cannot be ma'akiv, cannot prevent them. Now, that's talking about v'sheireis. What does v'sheireis mean? So how do you know that there's also an equal distribution when it comes to the consuming of the korbanos? Maybe only the sacrificing. V'shei reis means what?
Shechting.
You're shechting, you're serving, you're working in the Beis HaMikdash. So I understand from the pasuk that all the visiting koyanim will all have a fair share in the sacrificing of the korbanos, i.e. the avodah. But where does the same thing about the achila? Says Rashi, v'kiven the zoicha ba'avodah zoi. Once they are zoicha in the avodah, automatically zoicha ba'achila zoi. Why? So this is a pasuk which we just read in last week's parasha, in Perek Zayin, pasuk. Here, positive test. For chol mincha, asher te'ofer batanur, chol mas marchesh v'amachas, la koyen ha-makrev oisah, to whichever koyen who sacrificed it, loy, with a vav, tia shall go to him. The mincha. It's what I learned from this pasuk, a very, very, very big principle. Whoever sacrifices the korban automatically assumes the right also to eat it. If I don't really need a separate pasuk in our particular subject to teach me that the kohenim will eat the korbanos, I only need one pasuk to teach me v'sheiris. They will serve, equally, a fair distribution. Once I'm taught that there will be makriv the korbanos, then obviously the obvious follow-on is you automatically eat them as well. Now, Rashi just says in conclusion, ubechof dalet makoymois, and in 24 places nikru koyanim levim, quote unquote. In other words, don't be disturbed by the fact that the pasuk says over here v'chiyavo halevim yachad she'orecho, which seems to suggest that it's not talking about the koyanim at all, it's talking about the levim. Says Rashi, don't be overly concerned about that. Why not?
They're equating these.
Because in many, many places in the Torah, Kohanim are called Levim for the simple reason that they are Levim. They're from Shevet Levi. Fine.
You think there are 24 places where you could find that?
Yeah. If you look through the Torah, you will find 24 references to Kohanim using the word Levi. And this is one of them. Now, if it says in the Pasuk, again, what does the Pasuk say? It says, the Levi, which now means the Kohen, will come, Me'achat Shorecho, and he will come to the base of Migdash for Sheiris, and he will serve whether the officiating group like it or not. Now, where in that possibly is it indicating that we're talking about Yom Tov? Maybe it means at any time of the year, any group can just turn up at the base of Migdash and tell the official officiating group, well, here I am. Where does the Pasuk hint to us we're talking about Yom Tov? That's the Gemara Shaila. Says the Gemara, Yochol, I would have thought, Af Bashar Yemois Hashana came, that maybe this is the case also all year round, that there's one officiating group, and then anybody else can just turn up. No. Talmud Loima, quote unquote, Me'achad She'orecho. What's the lashon of the pasuk? V'chiyovay alev me'achad she'orecho mikol Yisrael. You know what we darshan from those words? Lo yomarti. I only said this rule elo b'sho shekol Yisrael nichnosin b'shar echot. This refers to that time of year where all of Klal Yisrael are entering one sha'ar. What does that mean? Obviously. When it comes to Beis Hamikdash, so Ilu Regel, that's what's being hinted to in the pasuk. Says Rashi, Talmud Lema Me'achad She'orecho, Reishei Dekra. It says in the beginning of the pasuk, as we just saw, V'chiyove Alevi Me'achad She'orecho, V'dorish Le'hochi. And we darshan the pasuk in the following manner: K'moy Be'echad She'orecho, not Me'echad from, but Be in. I.e., Kishakol Yisrael Nichnosin Bashar Echod. When all of Klal Yisrael are entering one gate, i.e., Kloimar Be'irachas. Now, when is all of Klal Yisrael in one city? Only three times a year, they're all in Yerushalayim. Therefore, we see the pasuk, even though it doesn't state it clearly, but it's clearly being hinted to, however, that we're talking about that time of year when all of Klal Yisrael are assembled in one city, namely Yom Tov time. Fine. So we have so far seen, at least with regard to korbanos, that the korbanos are split fairly. With regard to eating, Rashi points out I don't need a separate pasuk from that, because once I know that you sacrifice them, you automatically get to know that you eat them as well. But what we have not discussed yet is, of course, lechem aponim, because the lechem aponim is not a korban as such. It's not a korban. So the Torah has only described for me the sheiros they will serve, meaning they'll do avodas hakorbanos. What about lechem aponim? Our Mishnah says that lechem aponim they also get a fair chelik. Says the Gemara, "Obechiluk lechem aponim, tana rabbanon, minayin shekol hamishmorois shavois bechiluk lechem aponim." Yes, you've brought me a pasuk to tell me that they all get a fair share in the hakrava of the korbanos, but how do I know also in the chiluk lechem aponim? Zok Rashi, beregel bechiluk lechem aponim. When it comes to Yom Tov, they all get an equal division of the lechem aponim. Where do you learn that from? Says Rashi, says the pasuk. This is another pasuk. This, the Torah continues and says as follows: V'sheireis b'shem Hashem aleikov. They will serve for God k'cholech of like all their brothers. And then it says, Chelek k'chelek Yechelu, a portion, like a portion, they will consume. A bit vague. Levad mimkarov al ha'avos. The Shigmara is about to darshan in a second. So let's go study. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lema, Chelek kechelek yechelu. They will take a chelek like a chelek. What does it mean, a chelek like a chelek? This is the Gemara. Kechelek avoido, kach chelek achila. There's a hekesh. They get a portion like a portion. Just like they got a portion when it came to the sacrificing of the korbanos, so too they also have a chelek in eating. Now, which eating? Eating of what?
You would think we're talking about the korban.
Says the Gemara, umay achila. So, what do you think achila refers to? Ilem a korbanos can be because mehosam nafe. That was the pasuk that Rashi quoted before. That I learned that already from Lakoyen and Makriv Oisa. Loisia, whoever sacrifices, he gets to eat it. So clearly the Torah over here is not teaching me that just as they get to sacrifice, they also get to eat. I know that from elsewhere. So what are we being told? They also get to eat what? Elo, it must be lechem apanim. That's the only thing left. What else could it be? What else do you eat in the Beis Hamikdash? Says Rashi, top Rashi. Talmud lema chelek chelek basrei. What does basrei mean?
Following
dahu kro d'leel, the pasuk which we have mentioned before. D'leel tiv d'ukma beregel. We've already established that pasuk is talking about yom tiv. And what does it say? Just as you get a chelek in the korban, you also get a chelek in yachila shoveh bekulam. It is equal amongst them all. Kechiluk avoidah. Just like you also distribute fairly the avodah, the Israbi Le'el, which we already derived in a previous Gemara from which pasuk, Uba, the whole Avas Nafshei V'Sheiris. So I've already got a pasuk which clearly tells me that when it comes to V'Sheiris, what is V'Sheiris? Serving, meaning the avodah. So too, they also get a chelek in the achila. Says Rashi, my achila itzerich la'ashmi'ino. Which achila do we possibly need to be taught? Ilema achila korbanos de seirei chataos v'chazer v'shoik. If that's what you think the Gemara is teaching me, the pasuk mehasam nafka lakoyin amakaroisa mi sheoivda oichla. Whoever serves eats. The kivan de israbi laavoida. Therefore, seeing as I already have the ribui, I've already been taught that what. So the Kohenim serve in the Beis Hamikdash when it comes to the Avodah. Well, then Pshita, it's obvious. The Mechal Namiyachli. Well, obviously they also therefore eat. So what does this pasuk teach me? Either Korbanos, I know that. And Olechem Aponim. It's Tzrich L'Rabuye. That's what I need to be taught. She'ein Boy Shum Avodas Lechem. There's no Avodah of the Lechem. When you come to eat the Lechem Aponim. What avodah does exist when it comes to lechem aponim?
Placing it
on the shulchan. But when you eat it, that's the following week. So therefore, whoever eats the lechem is not involved at all in the avodah of this particular lechem aponim. That's what Rashi says.
Shekvar
nas, this avodah say, mishabas she'avra, right? This avodah was really done in the previous week. And therefore, obviously, that's what the Torah is referring to. It's not referring to the achila of the korbanos because that the avodah is done now. Whoever does the avodah automatically gets also to eat it. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about something where the avodah is not done now. What is that? The lechem aponim, which was actually consumed, which was actually sacrificed, as it were, put on the shulchan last week. Says the Gemara Yochel Af. Bechoyvois habois shaloi machmas haregel beregel. What does this pasuk teach you? What does it say in this pasuk in Vesheris? It says all the levim, which I've explained, means the kainim will come to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, that's at Yom Tov time, and they will serve. Where do you see in that pasuk that they get to serve equally? Only in korbanos habois machmas haregel. Maybe They get everything. And whoever's officiating there just gets pushed aside. Says the Moreno. Tamul Lema Levad Mimkorov Al Ha'ovois. That's how the pasuk finishes. Ma mochru ha'ovois dele ze. Ani b'shabosi v'ato b'shabtecho. Remember we said last time, the 24 Mishmores, everybody has their Shabbos. They all have their weeks as a whole order. Which means that initially when the groups of Kohanim were set up, there was, as it were, a Mechira. What does it mean, a Mechira? As well, a whole transaction, right? I'm going to do Shabbos number one, you're going to do Shabbos number two, they'll do Shabbos number three, etc., etc., etc. Therefore, if the Torah says over here, they will serve in the Beis HaMikdash for Sheireis, but Levad, besides for what? The sale of their forefathers. What does it mean, the sale of their forefathers? Meaning, besides what their forefathers prearranged. That every group has that week, besides for that Mashiach. So in other words, what is the Torah clearly telling me? That whatever's fixed and un-Yom Tov related, that goes to the Mishmar HaKavua. Says Rashi, the last white line, Yochel Akhoi Vois Taboi Shaloi Mach Masaregel Yu Zeichin Ba'avoidoson. Maybe they will also be Zeichin Nat Avoid, they'll be Achloike, will divide that fairly as well. Talmud Loima Levad Mimikorav Chutz Mima Shemokru Ovois Zelazem. Besides what the Ovois sold to each other, what does that mean? Uma Mokru Ovois Zelazem. Kloima. What does that mean they stole? It doesn't mean they sold it for money. What does it mean? Shehisnu Bene. What does Hisnu mean like the word tonight? They stipulated between each other. They arranged Sheyu Meshamshin that they should serve Kol Echod Meshabosoi Kavua. Each one in his fixed week. So it doesn't mean Mechira as in they literally took money from their pockets and bought anything. It means that which they arranged and organized. Ani Beshabosi. I will be on my Shabbos. Va'ato Beshabatcho. And you. For your Shabbos, says Rashi. All the voluntary karbonos and the karbonos tibur, the itznu which existed, they existed all year round and had nothing to do with Yom Tov. Hari hey, they all go to who? La Mishmar and the Shamish. They always went to whoever happened to be officiating. Lesnu b'chlal horegel. Therefore, they are not included in the Yom Tov Karbonos. Shaloi yu shovin b'hem. There is no shovos. There is no equal distribution in those Karbonos that were brought all year round. Elo lemishmar shabaoisoi shavua yu. Rather, it goes to whoever Mishmar, whichever Mishmar happened to be there, Kabashari Moisashon, just like all year round. Hilkoch al Korchoch. Therefore, we have no other choice but to say, Loi Israbu, we are not going to make me Marbe. Michele Kechele Kirchelu Elo, Mimashmuse Dekro, Dovor Sheinboy Elo Achila. We're only going to include something which has only achila, no hakrova at the moment. What is that? Behind lechem aponim. The achila is tbei. It has achila in it. Aval avoido less they has no avoido. Why does it have no avoido? Because nothing to do now. Whatever avoido was necessary was done last week. Okay, so the Gemara has brought a number of psukim, but really it's pretty straightforward. The general rule is, this is a very, very important rule to know, whenever a kohen is makrav a korban, he automatically eats it as well. That's not the chiddush of our Gemara, that's a long-standing pasuk. What is the chiddush of our Gemara is that when they come to Yom Tov time, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Sheiris, everybody gets to serve equally, and automatically, therefore, gets to eat equally. But what? Levav mimukrav avos. Only that which is Yom Tov related. That which is Al-Yom Tov related, that remains for the Mishmar HaKavua. Okay, very good. Let's move on to the next Gemara. Be'atzeres Oimer Loi Heilich. Now, we're going to have a very long Gemara. And initially, when you learn this Gemara, it's not obvious what is on earth has this got to do with our sugya? Too much shechianu and zman and todim that will soon get back to atzeres. So the Gemara says this one: it's Rav Omar Sukkah v'achakach zman. If you remember, early on in this Masechta, we had a very big discussion about the Brach of Shechiyonu. But we never actually discussed when exactly do you say it was the order. So Rav is of the opinion, you first say Sukkah, and then you say Zman. What does that mean, Zman? Shechiyonu. Now, you have to remember, early on in the Gemara, we learned that according to the opinion of the Gemara, you actually say Shechiyonu when you construct the sukkah. Which means this Gemara doesn't obviously make sense. What do you mean sukkah b'achach? You're not even saying them at the same time. You're saying Shechiyonu could be 3 weeks before sukkahs. And when do you say sukkah? By the way, what does that mean, sukkah? The bracha of leishev sukkah. Obviously, that's on Yom Tov. So what is the Gemara talking about at all? Says Rashi, sukkah b'achach zman. Mi shaloi birech shechiyonu ba'asiyasa. We're talking about somebody who, for whatever reason, did not say shechiyonu when he made the sukkah. For example, shehoisa asuya va'imedes. For example, the sukkah was standing anyway; he didn't have to construct it. Tanya the perek lulavarova. We learned in the last perek 10 daf ago. Kishanichnas leishev, when he enters the sukkah to dwell in it, mevorech shtayim. What are the two brachas? Number one, sukkah, and the two, bizman. What's the order? That's the question. V'omarav sukkah lema bereisha. The sukkah is what you say initially. V'hodar zman, and only then you say zman. So first you say the bracha of leishev sukkah, and then you say shechiyonu. However, Rabbo Bar Bachana Omar the other way around, Zman Bachkach Sukkah. First you say Shechiyonu and then you say Sukkah. Now what do?
Like Rav.
We do like Rav. How do you know? Because if you look next to Rav, the word Sukkah, you see this little Aleph there? When there's a little Aleph, there's a reference in the left hand corner, Ayin Mishpat Nermit, and I will take you to the Tor Shulchan Aruch. So as soon as I see there's an Aleph there, I know that's the Halacha. Because the Ayin Mishpat and Ner Mitzvah is referencing this to Shulchan Aruch, which means that this particular line finds itself in the Shulchan Aruch, which means it's Halacha L'maaseh, and of course that we know that's exactly what we do. Now, why is that the order? What's the machlekes? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar Sukkah V'achakach Zman. Rav says, so what do you do first? Leishei Basukkah, why? The Zman. Because chiyuva de yoyma odif. What does that mean, chiyuva de yoyma odif? The chiyuva which has resulted the day are more important. So therefore, first refer to the day, i.e. leishev basukkah, and then we'll talk about shechiyon. Rabba bachanom azman bachach sukkah, why? Todir v'sheinei todir, todir koidem. So, why is that Todir? Shechiyonu?
Say it many times.
The Leishev Sukkah just once a year, or at least 1 week a year. Says Rashi, Zman Todir Shenoyeg B'chol Haragolim. Say it all the Yomim Tovim. Now, about 35 years ago, we know every 28 years we have a special occasion of the Birkas HaChama. Birkas HaChama. When is it? Not always. It's the beginning of Nisan. Last time
on a Wednesday.
It's always a Wednesday. It's always a Wednesday. But it fell out last time on Erev Pesach, but it's always in the beginning of Nisan. So the following happens. The stipler, Chaim Kanievsky's father, came out of his house on the morning of Birkas HaChama. And he all of a sudden realized at one moment he hasn't yet said Birkas Ha'ilonos, which you also say in Nissan. So we had a fascinating Shaila. We know that the principle is Tadir Sheina Tadir, Tadir Kodir. Now, Birkas Ha'ilonos, you say once a year.
But every year.
Birkas Ha'amon once every 28 years. Therefore, we would say that what's more Tadir? Birkas Ha'ilonos. On the other hand, what is the bracha that we make on the sun? So that bracha is said more often. Because I don't know, whenever there's thunder and lightning, you say Isamas Bereshis. Whenever there's lightning. So he had a suffix, what to do? Is Toddy dependent on how often there is an obligation? Or is Tadir dependent on how often you say this particular text of the bracha? If you look at the obligation, well, obviously, Birkas Ha'ilonos, the obligation to say Birkas Ha'ilonos is more frequent than Birkas Ha'amon. But if you don't look at the obligation, you look at the text of the bracha, which is Eisa Ma'aseh Bereishis, then Birkas Ha'amon would be more frequent. So which one wins the day? That was his shayla. So he turned to his son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sheyaref Yomim B'Shonim. He said, what do I do first? Obviously, whichever is Toddy comes first, that's my suffix, which is called Toddy. So on the spot, Reb Chaim Kanievsky showed him a raya from this Gemara. Why do we have a raya from this Gemara? What are we talking about over here? The bracha of Leishev Basukah. As opposed to the bracha of Shechiyonu. And what does one opinion say? That you say Shechiyonu first, why?
Because
it's more Tadir. Now one second.
But you may say Leif Shev Basukah many times during the Sukkah.
One second. Even if you say, let's say you say Leif Shev Basukah, whatever case, 10 times in Sukkah. Okay. How many Shechiyonu are you going to say? For argument's sake, let's say more. 20 times. Okay. But each Shechiyonu is a different Shechiyonu. It's a different obligation. I say Shechiyonu sometimes on Yom Tov, and sometimes on a new fruit, and sometimes on a new suit, and sometimes because I bought a brand new car. So why are we considering Shechiyonu more frequent? Said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what do I see from this Gemara? That I don't look at what obligates you to say the bracha, rather I look at the actual text. The words Shechiyonu v'kimon v'gyonaz malazeh are recited more often than Leishev Basukah. So he said to his father, therefore I see you don't look at the chiyuv, you look at the nusach. In which case, what should he do first? Birkas Ha'ilonos or Birkas Ha'amon? Birkas Ha'amon. Because what is the bracha of Birkas Ha'amon? It's the master bereshis. That nusach you say more often. Yes, you say more often, but for all different reasons. But I see from this Gemara, I don't look at the reason behind the bracha, rather I look at the text of the bracha. Adkan, the Meister. Lots and lots of shiurim have been written and given on that story. So remember about 7 or 8 years ago, we used to get a Friday morning shiur. So when it came to Birkas Ha'amon, so we also gave a shiur on this. Discussing whether you could bring proofs forward or back. So I seem to remember, I didn't check my notes now, but I seem to remember that one could possibly query the Psak of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Why? Because before you saw Rashi, when the Gemara says that Shechiyonu is considered Todir. Now, without Rashi, if I would have asked you, why is Shechiyonu Todir? What would you say?
Say it many times.
You say it many times. What would you say? For example, when do you say it?
There we go. Like you say, new coat, new fruit.
Fruit, coat, car. And what did Rashi say? Rashi says... three words. Zman is Tadir. Why? F- first one on the line is Todir, says Rashi, three words. Shenoyeg.
B'chol
haragolim. Why did Rashi single out Yom Tovim? Why didn't Rashi say Shenoyeg? Whatever, kol hazman, kol yoyim, you could say Shechiyonu. So I suggested then, I think, I have to check my notes, I think I found other suggestions. That Rashi actually is telling you that no, you don't look at the text, you look at the obligation. There is one joint obligation, as it were, to say Shechiyonu on Yom Tov. Happens to be through Yom Tov. In other words, if I ask you why you say Shechiyonu on Sukkot, and why you say it on Pesach, and why you say it on Shavuos, that's not called three different reasons. That's one reason. What is it? Because it's a regal. But if you say Shechiyonu because of a new fruit, that's nothing to do with it. Happens to be the same Nusach, but that's a different Chiyuv. So it could be that Rashi is actually going out of his way to tell you the exact opposite of what Reb Chaim Kanievsky is trying to prove. Reb Chaim was trying to prove that I don't look at the obligation, I look at the Nusach HaBracha. But maybe from Rashi it could be dialed that no, I do look at the obligation. That's why Rashi said, what does it mean Shechiyonu is Tadir? Not because I happen to say it many times a year, every time I buy a new suit. Rather, because Yom Tov comes more often than Sukkot. So, Leishev Basukkah, you just say once. There's once a chiyuv to say Leishev. But Shechiyonu is every single Yom Tov. And that's considered one joint machayev. So, Yesh Lodim. There's Raya as the Khan, there's Raya as the Khan.
Leishev would be considered just simply as one obligation. Once, and then that's it.
There is what to discuss. There's many, many, many rayas, the Khan and the Khan. How do you define Todim? But I'll give you an example of the other way around. And maybe this is also a very stark array. And this is Negea to this week, this Shabbos. This Shabbos is Be'ez Hashem, Parshas Parah. Not as somebody called me in the middle of the Jacobson wedding, in the middle of the dinner, and he called me and he said, what should I do? In our shul, we learned Parah last week. Mafti after they whatever. So the first thing is tack the gabbai. That wasn't his question. It's like my brother sent me an email recently. Excuse me, have a shayla. A friend of mine has just asked me the following. His wife cut an onion on a meaty board with a fishing knife with a milchik bowl. So he wants to know what should he do with the onion, the bowl, the food, his wife. In that order. I'll call upon him. Oh, so this week is Parashat Parah. What are we going to learn first?
Parashat Shavua.
Parashat Shavua. Why? Todi. Why is it Todi? Shmini comes once a year. So what's the answer? Because I'm not looking at the text, I'm looking at the obligation. The obligation to read Parashat Shavua is every week. Parah is only once. So well, here I see a raya. The other way around. So you don't look at the text of what I'm actually practically saying, you look at the chiyuv. The chiyuv to lay in Parashat HaShavua comes every week. What the actual text is, happens to be it changes every week. Fine, that may be the case. I'll call upon it, there are many, many rayas, lekan on lekan. Okay, so we have a machlokes over here between Rabbo and, between Rav and Rabba Chano. What do you say first? Do you say Sukkah first, i.e. Leisha B'Sukkah, or do you say Zman first? So, the first opinion, Rav says you say Sukkah first. Why? Chiyuv the Yoim, first mention the Yoim. Rabba Chano says no, mention Zman first. Why? Because it is Tov. Says the Gemara. Lema. So I'm sure as soon as you saw the word Lema, you immediately knew that what?
It's
going to be rejected. Lema, let us possibly suggest that Rabbo, the Rabbo Barachano, the Plukta, the Beis Shammai, u Beis Hillel, komiflegi. This machlokes Amoraim, between Rav and Rabachano, in fact, turns out, says the Gemara, possibly to be machlokes between Tanoim. I.e. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Why? What's the shayla? The Tana Rabbanon, Dvarim, Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Besuda. There are a number of matters which are points of contention between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regard to Suuda. Of course, there are hundreds of machloikas in Bishama Beis Hillel, but particularly with regard to a Suda. What is it? Bishama Yoimrim Mavarech al Hayoim, Vahakach Mavarech al Hayayim. Again, Negea very soon, Miss Hashem. It's actually Negea on Friday night, tomorrow night. We say two brachas in Kiddush. One bracha on the Yoim, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and one bracha on the wine, Borei Pri HaGofen. Which one comes first? So, Beis Shammai says, first Yoim. You first say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Yoim. Beis Hillel say the exact opposite. Oyim Mevorech Al HaYayin, Vachach Mevorech Al HaYoim. Now look next to the word Mevorech, you see a little base. So obviously that tells you that that's the halacha, which is not a surprise, because we always pass it like Beis Hillel. So we know, and that's in fact what we do, we first make a bracha on the yayin and then on the yoyim. By the way, whenever you have a bracha al hakois at a bris, you say the brachas, but it's al hakois. Under the chuppah, you say bracha al hakois. We always say hagofen first. Bracha tashrei baruch hu hagofen, and then you say the bracha of the actual bris. Same as in Sheva Brachas as well, you say Borei Pri HaGofen, then you say the Sheva Brachas, Pidyon HaBen, etc., etc., etc.
It's a benching.
Benching is the other way around. Now, what is the machlekas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Yoimrim, Vorech Al HaYoim. Do you know why I said that you should make a brocha first on the day, meaning Mekadesh HaShabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and then you should make a brocha on the Yayin? Shehayoyim Goyrim LeYayin Sheyovoy. Because the day is what caused the wine to brought. Why are you making a bracha on yain? The only reason you're making a bracha on yain is because
Shabbos.
You don't normally on a regular Wednesday night supper make a bracha on yain. So why are you doing so now? Because of the yoim. So the yoim really triggers the chiyuv of the yain. So if it makes sense, therefore what? Make a bracha on the yoim first. The kvar kideish hayoim. That is another reason. That what actually happened first?
Mekadesh the day already.
The day came in as soon as Shkia arrived, or Tzei Sakrichovim, long before you ever brought the wine. Therefore, number one, I've got two separate reasons. This is the way Rashi explains. Number one, it's the day that obligated the wine. Number two, the day came first. So it makes good sense. You should say the bracha on the yayin first. Va'adayin yayin lo yibo. When the day arrived, the wine had not yet arrived. You first make a bracha Borei Pri HaGofen and only then on the yoim. Why? Shehayayin goyrem lekidusha. What does it mean the yayin is goyrem lekidusha shete ome? Because we don't have wine.
You don't make kiddush.
Kiddush has to be said on wine. So even though Beis Shammai, you are right, for the day is bringing about the wine, but it's only because of the wine you're making kiddush. One pshat, dova acher, and a further reason is birkas hayayim todira, or birkas hayayim eina todira, todir v'sheina todir, todir koidem. What do you say more often, Borei Pri HaGofen or Mekadesh HaShabbos? Well, obviously, Mekadesh HaShabbos is just once a week, and Borei Pri HaGofen is whenever you have wine, you can have 100 times a week. So what do I see? Lema, Rav, the Omer Kabei Shammai, the Rav Bachan, the Omer Kabei Hillel. So the exact same machlokes that we mentioned before, which one do you look at? Do you look at Todir or do you look at the Yoim, i.e. Shechiyonu or Sukkah, seems to be the identical machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Do you go with Todir or do you go with the Yoim?
Someone who doesn't drink wine, can you still say it's Todir? He does it on Friday night because
it doesn't matter. But potentially,
because
is
he
more
can.
Often.
The potential.
Okay. We'll hold it over here. Baruch Hashem, we made good progress today. So I think Be'ez Hashem is Baruch in the last week of Zman. Next, all being well, this Sunday we will finish the Gemara. Mitz Hashem, and then make a start to the Mishnah, and then I think we'll be able to make it. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, end of Zman, end of Yisrach. Then we'll do what say the night see him at the Kohen's.
Oh yeah, there's a chance be an extra 40, 50 people.
Where are you? You're home for Yom Tov? Who do you have? Anyone coming over?
Shai and Ilana are coming.
Hello.
Yeah,
wow.
And
Danny.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's special.
Yeah. Wow.